Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going back to the lines, Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Bill?
Good morning, Matt. I wanted to make a statement. I heard this from MSNBC. They didn't quite say it this way, but they said it kind of close and had a great point. We have two pandemics in the country. One, COVID, and if you don't take proper precautions, it can be fatal. And then we have a Republican pandemic. And if you don't take precautions on that, that is also fatal. It's proved by the terrorist attack at the Capitol Hill. It's proved by some of these racist attacks. So how do we address the two pandemics? Well, we know about COVID, so I don't have to talk about that. And by the way, they deny even that, many of them, now with the shots and the inoculation, all this stuff. But anyhow, so how do we deal with them? Well, number one, we have to recognize it is a pandemic. Number two, we got to be careful because extremism on both sides is not the answer. The answer is in the middle. The answer is in working together. How do we promote it? We don't alienate. We educate. So I just wanted to touch on those points because I think we always struggle to identify Republicans. And the lion's share of this started with Newt Gingrich many years ago. It really was Trump didn't start it. This was just a culmination of an effect. When Newt Gingrich wrote kind of his manifesto, he said, "We are no longer friends across the aisle. We are going to war." When Gingrich declared war, the pandemic broke out. So thanks again, and I want to hear your thoughts.
Yeah, that's very, very good, and it's very good history, Bill. I agree, and let's build on that a little bit, the two pandemics. One of them is a physical pandemic. It's a physical virus. I think that we are slowly getting under control, although there have been some recent spikes. But we have vaccinations that are increasing. I think Biden has taken a responsible position on it. And, you know, you have some anti-vaxxers, anti-maskers. We've got to deal with that. But the Republican pandemic you're talking about, you know what's really sad is when you use the word Republican, when I was a kid growing up, you thought of Republican as maybe something like Dwight Eisenhower or, you know, in Wisconsin, you might think of Lee Dreyfus or Tommy Thompson. Now, yes, they were Republicans and yes, they were different on some issues. For instance, when Lee Dreyfus ran against Marty Schreiber in 1978, Pat Lucey had gone to Mexico to be the ambassador and he was the governor. And so Marty Schreiber took over as lieutenant governor and ran. Marty's a good man. But Lee Dreyfus ran against him. He had the gift of gab. And he basically, the issue was, there's a surplus. Let's give it back to the taxpayers. And Marty's idea was we can use it for education and other things. And taxpayers wanted it back. You know, those were the kind of differences. But Lee Dreyfus was an honest guy. He believed in democracy. He was actually a good friend of Pat Lucey, the Democrat. And he let Pat's daughter hold her wedding reception at the residence in Madison after Dreyfus was governor. There were good relations. Tommy comes along. He's a character, gift to gab. But Tommy right now is trying to do a good job for the University of Wisconsin. And, you know, you might differ with him, but unions liked him. And basically many supported him and he could get the job done. And he was elected to four terms. Well, Newt Gingrich did come along and there were some predecessors in terms of dirty tricks, but Newt Gingrich was the intellectual force behind it. And right, what he said is, we want, we're war. Well, that's civil war. And that's what was said back in 1861. If Abraham Lincoln gets elected, South said, we're going to secede. Lincoln gets elected. Not only didn't they believe in the peaceful transition of power, they fired on Fort Sumter. And they ginned up an army. It took 4 years, something like 600,000 gruesome deaths, bayonets and cannonballs. They didn't really have anesthesia back then, some primitive morphine. It was terrible. Split the country. The split is still there. So why did the Republicans go ahead and split it again? And they split it again because of a lot of different tensions. A lot of it was economic. Some of it was racial. But they did it. And Trump, as you say, is the heir to that, although if you look at Trump's statements back in the 1980s, he was already cozying up to the Ruskies. And he is on record in the 1980s, the late 80s, as saying things like Europe doesn't pay enough for its defense and we should get closer to Russia and all that. He's been their man for a long time. So anyway, Bill, thank you. You're right. I guess the question is, how do we turn that around? How do we solve the civil war? Right now, there's a war in the Republican Party. You have the insurrectionist types and the QAnon types against the moderates. In Alaska, Lisa Murkowski, a moderate, is being opposed by a Trump clone. Liz Cheney in Wyoming is being opposed by several Trump clones. And you have a Trump clone in spades, which is Lara Trump, running for Burr's seat in North Carolina. You have a Trump clone, Fincham, running for Secretary of State in Arizona, so he can get in and get his hands on the lever of power and start saying that elections are not legitimate. So it's going to come down to a lot of things. The donors in the Republican Party, at least initially, stood up, the businesses, and said, we're not going to give money to anybody who questioned the certification of Joe Biden. They're already backtracking. Several prominent companies are contributing to people who question the certification of Joe Biden and alleged fraud, because these people are in office and the lobbyists tell these companies that they need their vote. So ultimately, people are pragmatic. They're going to do what's in their own interest. But the business wing of the Republican Party, the more moderate wing, the wing that is not crazy, is going to have to start controlling these elections. Right now, there's a wildfire sweeping some of rural America where Trump somehow got through to him. And you're making a very good point. The answer is not extremism on the other side. That was Barry Goldwater's idea. The contrary was his idea, which didn't work for him, is that extremism in the pursuit of liberty is no vice. That's what he said, and he didn't win. People don't want extremism. They do not want an authoritarian left, but we definitely don't want an authoritarian right, a QAnon right, a crooked criminal right. So there you have it, Bill. And I think that there's a lot of things you can say, but you hit the nail on the head on the issue. And the question is, we're all now fighting. We're all fighting to solve this. Stand by for some terrific programming. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Devil's Advocate, Earl Ingram, Mr. Robinson's Neighborhood, Jeff Santos, Busted Pencils on Tuesday and Saturday, Ask the Builder with Al Bachman, Sharp Elbows, Let's Get Local, Outside the Pizza Box with Pizza Box Mike, Max Inc. Radio. Great programming. Matt Flynn Direct signing off for today. Back tomorrow, same time, same place.